Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind will open May 27th, Memorial Day weekend. I had no idea.
Wow.
What a weird choice.
Yeah. Mickey almost wasn't given white gloves in Paris as they were afraid he'd get espresso on them during his break.
Hello!
Now I saw you robbing the bandit over there.
Two, three! My God!
Your head is missing!
Oh no! Surprise!
Hello there!
I'm just a little sheriff!
This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton from WDWNT.com, and here are the top Disney park stories from around the world for April 11th, 2022. Quick note, Tom Corliss is not here. He is in Paris for the 30th anniversary of Disneyland Paris. He'll be providing all kinds of information for us. I'll be filling in for the next week. Disney announced on Instagram that the cultural exchange program is returning for select countries. Come spend your summer at Walt Disney World, immersing yourself in different cultures and learning from some of the most talented entertainment and guest service professionals in the industry. We're looking forward to welcoming back participants from around the world and sharing some updates about Disney international programs in the future. The cultural representative program will return in August, according to the announcement last month. The first big milestone for Story Living by Disney has been scheduled for later this month, according to the Palm Springs Desert Suns' Sherry Barkas. Barkas reports that the groundbreaking for the first community, Cotino, will take place in a private ceremony April 26th in Rancho Mirage, California. Currently, the site is undergoing mass grading, which is expected to take 9 to 12 months. In addition to a residential community, the site, led by DNB Development, will include a 24-acre swimmable lagoon and resort hotel. Currently, Cotino is expected to feature estates, condominiums, and single-family homes. According to the city spokesman, Gabe Cotting, the city of Rancho Mirage hasn't yet received any building permits for Cotino yet. That means that it's probably going to be a while before the first guest can call it home. The specific plan for the land of the site has been approved, but the community will have to undergo an application and approval process, which includes presentation to the Architectural Review Board, a planning commission, and the city council, where the public will be able to share their thoughts. On social media, Jim Shore recently shared a photo of the next installment of his 50th anniversary line for Walt Disney World. The figurine features Goofy taking a selfie with a bust in the Haunted Mansion queue. The base of the figurine has the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary logo, Cinderella Castle, and various geometric shapes in gold and black. Fans of the Haunted Mansion at Walt Disney World may recognize the statue of Birdie on the far left there. This is just one of the figurines in the series. If you're looking to pre-order a Magic Band for your upcoming Walt Disney World vacation, your favorite style may be out of stock. Disney posted a statement saying current supply chain issues are affecting their pre-arrival stock of Magic Bands. Due to ongoing industry-wide supply chain challenges, Magic Bands may have limited availability or be unavailable in some styles. Our teams are working to improve our selection over the coming weeks and recommend guests continue to check back to see if their preferred style is available. If you are traveling Walt Disney World soon, we encourage you to use the My Disney Experience mobile app to access Digital Room Key and the Disney Magic mobile service once you arrive. Disney is encouraging guests to use the My Disney Experience mobile app as a temporary replacement while a lot of Magic Bands are out of stock online. If your favorite Magic Band style is unavailable online, keep an eye out in stores when you arrive at Walt Disney World. Plenty of other styles are also available for purchase throughout the resort. News Today is brought to you by the Sunshine Flyer, the new 1920s rail-themed transportation from Orlando International Airport to Walt Disney World Resorts. Start your vacation experience as soon as you step off the plane with motor coaches that create the atmosphere of old-fashioned passenger cars. No two vehicle designs are the same. Round trip is $34 for adults and just $25 for children. Two and under, ride for free. To reserve, visit sunshineflyer.com. The fashion and glamour of Jessica Rabbit can now be yours as the dress inspired by the character from Who Framed Roger Rabbit has arrived at Walt Disney World. This simple yet elegant red dress seems perfect for formal events as well as just a night out on the town, or I guess Toontown, depending on where you live. The bulk of the dress is covered in a bright red velvet-like fabric. The interior lining shows off a pattern of Jessica's head surrounded by stars accented with her signature. We found this at Uptown Jewelers in the Magic Kingdom for $128. Get ready for a blast from the past. Two new retro-inspired t-shirts have been released from the Vault Collection to celebrate Walt Disney World's 50th anniversary. The first t-shirt salutes an opening day attraction from the Magic Kingdom, none other than the one and only original Country Bear Jamboree. Big Al appears on the shirt in a scraggly 70s style. The charcoal gray sleeves nicely offset the light gray torso. It costs $36.99. Meanwhile, you can get ready to hit the road in this Ringer t-shirt inspired by the old souvenir license plates sold at the resort. Mickey Mouse, Minnie Mouse, Donald Duck, Goofy, and Pluto look ready for a day at the Vacation Kingdom of the World as they stand next to Cinderella Castle. Both shirts feature the classic Walt Disney World word mark. The sleeves are royal blue to contrast with the white base. It costs $36.99 as well. We found both of these items at the Main Street Cinema in the Magic Kingdom. Starting on April 27th, Disney Vacation Club members can enjoy a fireworks cruise with a champagne toast on Wednesday evenings. Enjoy amazing views of the Magic Kingdom fireworks from a special cruise offered to members and their guests. Indulge on champagne and delectable treats before you set sail on the picturesque Seven Seas Lagoon. Then enjoy premium, unobstructed views of the Magic Kingdom fireworks spectacular. You can find the full details of this experience over on our site. April marks Earth Month, and to celebrate being green, Disney Parks brought in a special guest to Epcot. Yes, none other than Kermit the Frog. Kermit helped to light up Spaceship Earth in a blue and green pattern vaguely resembling the planet we call home. The video promoting the Disney Planet Possible initiative also showed off a very green fact. Spaceship Earth is brightened with 100% energy-efficient LED lighting. Cast members eagerly awaiting previews for the newest Epcot attraction, Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, will be happy to know that registration has opened. Yes, it opened today. Some have reported receiving dates as early as Easter Sunday, April 17th. D23 Gold members can purchase tickets to attend a preview on May 15th, while Epcot Park Pass availability may have revealed preview dates for annual pass holders. The ride officially opens on May 27th. A new Florida Orange Bird pin has landed in pin traders at Epcot, joining the Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Vault Collection. The pin features Orange Bird atop a pile of oranges and orange blossoms. Orange music notes appear to be coming from his beak as he chirps out a happy little song. Florida hangs from the bottom of the pin in a retro orange font. The pin costs $12.99. We tried the sugary new Florida orange popcorn from Port of Entry at Epcot. The orange pieces taste like orange candy, while the off-white ones kind of have a more subtle sugary or buttery taste. It costs $6.99. You can go to our site for more information on that one. On a recent shopping trip at the Creation Shop at Epcot, we found the newest version of the adjustable style of ear headbands. This ear headband doesn't look quite like the others. This style is bendable instead of the usual ears attached to a firm headband. The interior of the headband is velour, presumably to help the band stay in place. There is wire inside to help hold its shape. The bottom of the headband has a Velcro closure. It costs $29.99. Fan favorite pianist Carol Stein is now performing at the American Adventure Rotunda at Epcot. Last week, Carol announced via Facebook that she had played her last performance in United Kingdom Pavilion and would be moving to the American Adventure. We stopped by the American Adventure Rotunda to watch her full performance. She played American composed music and jazz for about half hour. Some of the songs she played included I've Got Rhythm by George Gershwin, a West Side Story compilation, and an original song entitled Play That Jazz and Jive, also a Hunchback of Notre Dame compilation, and Bare Necessities from The Jungle Book. There was also audience participation when Stein took Mary Had a Little Lamb and added a little jazz twist to the classic nursery rhyme. Watch our video of Stein's full performance here on our channel at the American Adventure Rotunda. Back at Creation Shop at Epcot, we came upon this new Luxe Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse plush set. The limited release plush set features Minnie and Mickey in black and gold colors. Their outfits and shoes have the Walt Disney World 50th logo embossed and all over print of on a gold background. Minnie and Mickey Mouse come in a collectible display box. The side of the box has the Walt Disney World 50 logo. The front of the black box has a gold Cinderella castle with the 50 cut out of it. The set costs $149.99. More and more Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival merchandise keeps popping up on Shop Disney. This new lounge fly tote featuring the fan favorite parks mascot Orange Bird is the latest addition. The front of the bag has Orange Bird's face on a tree above the icons of Epcot World Showcase. The tote says Florida Orange Bird in large print at the top, along with Kissed by the Sun at the base. The back of the faux leather tote has the Orange Bird along with orange slice and flowers. The tote's lining shows Orange Bird amongst flowers and oranges against a light orange background. It costs $70. Thanks to DVC News, we now know Disney Vacation Club members can start registering starting this month for the Moonlight Magic events at Disney's Hollywood Studios on May 24th, June 16th, and July 14th, 2022. Eligible DVC members will be able to experience exclusive access to Disney's Hollywood Studios. Event registration is required. Registration first opens to eligible members with a Disney Resort Hotel reservation on the event date, and then later it will be open to all members. Eligible members with a Disney Resort Hotel reservation on the event date should be on the lookout for an email arriving by April 20th, 2022. This email will contain a link where they can register online for Disney's Hollywood Studios events. Event registration opens to all eligible members on May 10th, 2022, pending availability. Moonlight Magic events allow Disney Vacation Club members to stay late at select parks on select days for shorter wait times, character sightings, reimagined entertainment, and complimentary treats. It's possible that guests may have to wait even longer to trek up the Forbidden Mountain on Expedition Everest. Previously, the Walt Disney World webpage for the attraction had claimed that the attraction would be closed at Disney's Animal Kingdom through mid-April, but that language was removed from the website, now leaving the time frame open-ended. Back in February, the refurbishment was extended through April 30th. The attraction closed on January 4th for an extended refurbishment, though with this change, it's very likely that could be stretched even further. Fans of Narcoossee's should get their last reservations in for a while, as the restaurant is scheduled to close on June 18th for an extended refurbishment at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. It's unclear as to when the restaurant is scheduled to reopen, though it's expected to be sometime later this year. The last day of operation before the shutdown is Friday, June 17th. To accommodate guests, Citricoast will be open 7 days a week beginning June 26th. The restaurant underwent an overhaul of its own last year, receiving a Mary Poppins theme and new menu items. If you've been looking for a spot to eat on the way to nowhere in particular, you are in luck. Toad Hall Restaurant has reopened at Disneyland Park at Disneyland Paris. The reopening, which was announced in February, comes just days before the resort celebrates its 30th anniversary. Themed to Mr. Toad's eclectic manner, as depicted in The Wind in the Willows, the restaurant offers the classic British dish, fish and chips, along with beef stew pies, salads, sandwiches, desserts, and more. As Toad Hall opens its doors once more, a vegan fish option has also been added to the menu. I'm very excited about this. I think Tom has already been there. I've already asked for the newspaper paper, the paper that goes with the dish. I'm very excited for this one. Walt Disney Studios Park at Disneyland Paris continues preparations for the summer 2022 opening of the Avengers campus. They've released a new image and more backstory for the new campus from Disneyland Paris. Tony Stark is currently putting the finishing touches on the restoration of his father, Howard Stark's old industrial facilities to turn it into Avengers campus here in Paris. Among the first groups to settle into the campus, the Worldwide Engineering Brigade, home to the brightest young engineering minds in the world. The facility is covered in vintage graphics left over from Stark's father's era, which the kids have decided to preserve as a nod to the past and give the place a uniquely cool atmosphere. Opening soon as just one part of the Avengers campus this summer. The campus has recently started audio testing and progress continues on the Web Slingers building. We just wrapped up a stay at Tokyo Disney Resort's brand new Toy Story Hotel. Since naturally you might be interested in all the details, we figured we'd take you on a little tour of the property. Head on over to our site to check it all out, or of course, you can look right here on our YouTube channel. We have a room tour and a full tour of the hotel. If the opening of the Toy Story Hotel excites you, one of the biggest questions, what kind of merchandise is on sale at the brand new hotel, and what sort of shop is it all situated in? Well, wonder no more. We also took a look inside there and documented the entire experience for you as well. For the absolute latest in Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical Disney trip. The best part is that their services are free. Visit wdwnt.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, please like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, click the bell for notification, and hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of News Today with WDW News Today. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Interglobe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Eric Morton saying enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside and a panel of Disney superfans as they take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog, tell you its history, details, give their review, and let you know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube at unplanneddowntime.com.